This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Tonight's the All-Star Game. We are in the midst of the All-Star break. Orioles back in action on Friday in Tampa. BBT will be the boarding in the bone, which is always one of our favorites. And joining us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, it's the man himself, Oriole Hall of Famer, Mike Bordick. And Bordy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So you're as optimistic a guy as I know when it concerns the Orioles. Where is your level of optimism for this team as we've hit the All-Star break?
Oh, well, Ken, I'll tell you what. Thanks for having me on the show this afternoon. You know, I started feeling better up until that Miami series, and I think that's just the name of the first half, right? We feel good for a day. We feel terrible for 2 days. We feel good for 2 days. We feel terrible for 1 day. And that's just the truth of it all. It's been a rough first half for the Orioles. The healthier they got, I think the better we felt. But the reality is there just isn't enough pitching. There are guys that are stepping up right now, that's for sure. Trevor Rogers, Dean Kramer, Charlie Morton. But there just isn't enough there. And do you think Morton's going to last the rest of the season? Sagano's going to last the rest of the season? It's going to be tough. It's just risky. Their age, Sagano's already showing fatigue. And health is always a question for everybody that throws a baseball now. So, yeah, I'm a little concerned, and I expect them to make some moves in the next couple weeks.
Well, big bright spot for the Orioles as we get into the post-All-Star break portion of the schedule is Trevor Rogers, where five of his six starts have been really, really good. Saturday against his former team, 6 2/3, one earned run. I heard he was on the Be More Baseball podcast recently, Mike Bordick.
Oh, yeah.
What was it like talking to Trevor Rogers?
No, it was great. Yeah, we had him on last week. And he fits in the mold of almost every Oriole young player that we talk to. Just a really good guy that cares about his team, making himself better. This is a talented kid that has been through a lot in his life you know, the past few seasons dealing with injury and other things, he's really been challenged, you know, in the mental game. And to be honest, that's what we talked about a lot. And I think this kid is on it, man. And you know, we've talked about this too, Tim. At the major league level, everybody's pretty similar, really. I mean, there are a couple guys that kind of stand out, I guess, a little bit as far as athletic ability. But it's the mental toughness, the mental consistency that's the separator about execution, about the ability to throw things away right away and move on to the next pitch or the next, you know, plate appearance as a hitter or the next ground ball, that kind of stuff. And I think, you know, Rogers is at the age now where I think he's starting to figure some things out or at least has a better self-awareness, and which is very encouraging because whatever he has found here recently with the Orioles is a huge bonus, man, because I don't know. It makes me personally look at things a little bit differently because he was such a question mark. Are you kidding me? We get him last year and we got to send him to AAA. Then he gets hurt. I mean, wow. So the future was up in the air, but he definitely, what he's done here and over his last month and a half has been impressive And it should be very encouraging, I think, for all Oriole fans, at least another arm and a lefty at that in the Oriole rotation.
Forty, you played for several different organizations in your career, and so you could speak to this in ways that most people could not. Austin Hayes came back here, seemed to take a lot of satisfaction in being a part of the Easter Day Massacre. What was that, 22-1? Austin Wins had the greatest game of his career and ain't even close when he came back and faced these guys. Hoffman was never even technically an Oriole.
No.
He was only here. They only had an agreement in principle. He's crotch chopping him on the mound. He looked like Nolan Ryan against these guys. He's been a mook against the rest of the league. Mook. And then Stowers does that on Sunday. Am I a conspiracy theorist, or are some of these guys getting off on shoving it up Michael Elias's backside?
Listen, that's funny. I love it. It is ironic that I guess it's happened that way. But to be honest with you, you can go back through Oriole history and probably a lot of other teams' histories and see that, oh my gosh, the guy you moved and the player you got in return, what has happened? And I know that's true. In Oriole history, because there's a long list, right? Steve Finley, Kurt Schilling, Kevin Brown. I mean, there are a lot of names there that we could talk about. But anyway, it is kind of funny. And, wow, good for Stowers, too, right? And good for all those guys, because I think as fans, we all like them. We appreciated the effort they put in. They cared about the community. And I'm glad they showed the Oriole fans what they're capable of.
Yes.
Because, you know, they're all playing in the big leagues. And at least one thing about Stowers, and I think from an organizational standpoint, listen, Michael Elias drafted this kid, and it was hard for everybody. We all wanted him to have more playing opportunity to kind of show himself, and thank goodness he did. And so right now, looking at the trade, I think it's a wash, to be honest with you, especially the way Rodgers has stepped up. You know, Stowers going to the All-Star game, but man, oh man, the Orioles need Rodgers, I think, more than they need Stowers.
We're talking with Mike Bordick. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Bordick, a few minutes ago you brought up Charlie Morton, which leads Ken Rosenthal just put out a tweet saying that Charlie Morton makes sense for the Red Sox in a trade. And the reason I bring that up is, do you think Charlie Morton's still here on August 1st?
I don't. But, man, oh, man, it would just make me sick if we keep giving teams in our division our players, because I don't think Charlie Morton's going to get a lot in return. I mean, I guess all pitching might get a little extra something, but it's tough to see him, you know, go to these teams in our own division. I thought that was illegal until it's all sudden recently started happening. But the Red Sox have all of a sudden become a team. Are you kidding? It's unbelievable how this East has flip-flopped and flopped around. And the only team that really hasn't been able to find its footing and go on any kind of run to even think of optimism is the Orioles, unfortunately. And I mean, Morton could, I expect every guy on this Orioles team will be looked at, except for a couple of the young studs that we all know about, but especially the arms, because that's what teams need right now. What worries me is, what if we trade some of our pitchers, what the heck are we going to do about pitching? That's what I worry about.
Bordy, yesterday we went through and graded all the regulars offensively. How would you grade this offense as a whole as we're in the All-Star break?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh my goodness! I got to give it a C because of just how bad they started. Maybe even a C minus. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking not just with at bats. I'm talking about base running's part of offense too. You know, so I didn't think they were very good at base running. I still think they're very average right now at base running. There are a lot of young mistakes being made, right? Young mistakes that have supposed to have been, you know, taken care of in the minor leagues. I think, you know, we've talked before about Jackson Holliday still trying to learn how to steal bases. The kid's got good speed, but it's just the timing and an understanding of what pitchers are doing and good pitches to go on and getting better jumps by getting his feet moving. And we've seen young mistakes, just Westberg the other day making the first out at third base. I mean, it's those kind of things that pop up and you think, oh, well, it's a young team. But if you're a championship team, you know, those mistakes have to be less frequent. And unfortunately, that kind of stuff has happened. I know the RBI, I think everybody's really had some down offensive years except for, you know, maybe Laureano and O'Hearn. So, yeah, it's been a struggle, and you'd love for the second half for these guys to all find collectively more consistency. I think it's going to be interesting to see how Holliday holds up the second half of the season and, you know, some of the other young hitters. Let's hope, you know, Adley comes back and he, I, you know, before he got hurt was swinging the bat better, and hopefully he can get back on a roll too.
I know we asked you about this a week ago, but it just seems even more striking now after Stowers, right? Who never really got a chance here, does what he does. And then you've got the skipper talking about, well, don't you guys think we need more at-bats for Ramon? And Ramon's got a 279 on base and a 650 OPS. And he's talking about his boy T.O., who's got 18 hits for $18 million. And that's why Kobe Mayo can't see the light of day. Bordy, make it make sense, brother.
Yeah, this is a tough one, man. I mean, I feel bad for some of these guys that, you know, have worked their butts off through the minor leagues and endured and you know, finally get here and don't get the opportunities to kind of show themselves, good or bad, right? I think Erstedt, he got an extended opportunity,
yep,
and it didn't go too well. Well, and maybe they're worried about that with Mayo. Maybe they're worried he'll get exposed a little bit. I don't know where. I guess the concern is, you know, offensively, because they're trying to put him in spots to be a little bit more successful. I still think there might be a little concern with his, he's got a little hitch, you know, kind of a natural rhythm there that he's yet to kind of master. And maybe when he does, they'll play him a little bit more regularly. But it always comes down to me, I think, reasons why young players don't hit is just their defense isn't quite up to par. And I know Mayo's had that knock, but I just don't think we've seen enough of good or bad of Mayo at first base. And I would love to see him out there, you know, every day.
Bordy, before I let you go, what's going on with the podcast?
Well. We got this week off. Well, we don't have it off, but Trevor Rogers is on this week because of the All-Star break. And, you know, good things, man. We've had some great guests here recently. We love talking, you know, about baseball and just general stuff that happened in the game. And, of course, Jerry Coleman keeps everybody on their toes. So, yes. A lot of great stuff. Stay tuned because, you know, every week we got a new guest and new fun stuff to talk about.
Mike Bordick, you will be part of Baltimore Baseball tonight on Friday as Bordy and the Bone. Orioles back in action against the Rays. Bordy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you guys too. Thanks so much.
Thanks, buddy.
Coming up next, T-Bone time, TMI, TIM, what you got?
5 o'clock. That's the time when we induct the fourth Inside Access Hall of Fame class. Now, we've all already texted Ben our six, But I figure maybe we can get into...
I wrote mine down so it could be documented for posterity.
I think we should give out some of our processes, you know, maybe how difficult it was, because there's a lot of qualified candidates, and we'll get into it next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.